We are on Daf Ein Dalet Amad Aleph by the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah, Kol Ha'asurim Lovei Bekohol. All those who are also Lovei Bekohol, Mutarim Lovei Zebazet. Let us see Rashi. Kol Ha'asurim Lovei Bekohol, Mutarim Lovei Zebazet, Kigain Mamzeri Bishtuki. But a mamzer is mutter to marry a shtuki. So why is a mamzer permitted to marry a shtuki? Maybe the shtuki is kosher. It's mutter. The whole iser is Amzal Yavoi Bekal Vadai Abu Bekal Sofik Yavoi. The Gemara Porech Otoni Leirech. So the Gemara is going to ask. This was really the first Mishnah from Nasori Yuxim. The first Mishnah even said more. The first Mishnah not only said that the Psulim of Mutalavi Zebazet says Geiri, Haruri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasifi, Kulumotam Lavi Zebazet. And here it only says the Psulim of Lavi Zebazet, Amal Kaponim, whatever it says here, it says in the Ration, it says more in the Ration. So what is the Tana coming to tell us? Rabbi Yehuda Oisa, Rabbi Yehuda Asel, so Rashi says, Bigmorim Aforish Lo, what did Rabbi Yehuda Asel? Rabbi Lozer Reimer, Vadon bevadon muta. Vadon besveikon, usveikon bevadon, usveikon besveikon also. Elena sveikes, shtuki, asufi, vikusi. Let us see Rashi. Vadon bevadon muta, kigoin mamzeirim benesir. Adon bevadon is mutter. Let me again mention ha'ore that the Mishnah Halevi and the Teresh Shmuel both bring the beginning of Asara Yuchsin. Nesinim is a machlekes harishoinim if they're also min ha'tayre. And Nesinim are from the Zion Umis. Is there an issa min ha'tayre b'gerusam al kaponim, the first tayre, that is Megaya themselves. I see bum Shitas HaTaisvis is that it's going to Gerusam. So according to Taisvis, it's very good. So the Sinim are also Minataira, the Psulei Kol. So Abadi Givis, so they're Mutta Mamzeirem, Mamzeirem is Mutta, but the Sinim is these Psulei Kol Amutorin Lovoi Zebos. But according to Rashi, Rashi says in the beginning of Asara Yuchsin that the sinim David gozer alei. So what does that mean? So that means that min ha'tayre, the Holy Israelites is chatein bom is b'giyusam, b'girusam is mutter. So one is permitted to marry a giyores of the Zayinum. Min ha'tayre is mutter. Now, David goes away, mid Rabbanan it's also. Now, so, Kan Shaylaben. So, if they're Mutta Lovi Bekol Mina Torah, so how, why is it a sin of Mutta Bemamza? And the Nosin is a Ger, that's Kosha Mina Torah, Lovi Bekol. So that alone would not be a problem, because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, that Kahal Gerim La Yikri Kol, some Mela. So we have, so every Nosin has a Maila. Forget about the Psul that David goes to Aleim, but it's a Ger. So a Ger is Mutter the Mamza. A Ger is Mutter the Mamza. But the Yeske Kasha, but to say such a blank statement that a Nosin is Mutter the Mamza, what will be the din as follows? What will be the din if a Nosin, which is a Ger, marries a Bas Yisrael, and they have a son? Since the mother is a Yisraelis, so he doesn't have a din Ger. since the father's a nothing, so loy haloy chacha psuloy, so this child is a yis, as a nothing, has a psul nothing, but it's not a get, it's not kal gerim, the mother's a Yisrael, a bas Yisrael. So ibazoi, so how could the Mishnah say, a nothing is mutter b'mamzer, I have a chetimtze that a nothing is also b'mamzer, a nothing that's not a ger is also b'mamzer. If I learn that the whole psul nosen is only midarabonim, that means minatayra than apsuleko. The whole reason why a nosen could be mutter b'mamzer is because kal gerim ikriko. So that's very good. If a guy was megayer himself, so memele, so he's a ger, the zayin was his megayer himself, minatayra he's mutter lovi b'kol, but since he's a ger, he's mutter b'mamzer because kal gerim le ikriko. But to say a blank statement and the sini is mutabam mamzeri comes to include if this nothing will marry a bas Yisrael and have a child, this child is also a nothing. But this child is not a ger. So this child l'chayr a zicha also b'mamza. So how could the Mishnah say that a nothing is muta, that a nothing is muta b'mamza? That is the ha'ore they ask. It's like about the ha'ore. About Koponim, that's the Taish. Vadon bevadon, kigoy mamzeirim benesin. Vadon besfeiko, what vadon besfeiko, kigoy mamzeiri unesini, bishtuki vasufi. Sfeiko bevadon, shtuki vasufi, be mamzeiri unesini. So, Emerson, other Mephoshim, and Mishnayis, Esther Kashe, Machaira, this is repetitious. Vadon, Besveikon, and Sveikon, Bevadon, we're speaking about the same combination. One is a Sovik and one is a Vadai. So what's the Chil? We're talking about Sveikon, Bevadon, Shtuki, Bemamza. Vadon, Besveikon, Mamza, Beshtuki. So why does the Mishnah have to repeat these two cases? Well, let's leave this. Therefore, others aren't geiris, the second Baba, but Rashi was geiris. So we have to know why the Mishnah repeated these two cases. Sveikon besveikon, shtuki bishtukis, asufi basufis, asufi bishtukis, osa. Shemo ze kosher bize posel. You have shtuki, a shtuki is a sofik mamza. So you have two shtukim, a shtukim and a shtukis. So one could be is not a mamza, one could be is a mamza. So memele, so that is why Rabbi Loza holds that sveikon besveikon is muta. So Be'emerson Daran and our Mishnah explains Shitas Rabbi Loza, but we had a cloud that kahal geirim, that we had a cloud that kal vadei v'loi kal sofik, and that's how Rashi explained it, but that's the flow of the Tanakhamet. That even though a shtuki could be is not a mamza, but it's a kal sofik. In kal sofik leikri kalayovi mamza be kal vade, veloy be kal sofik. Say bezoi, so why is feikam the sveikam also? It's a kal sofik, kapilu one is a mamza, one is not a mamza. But since it's a kal sofik, so there's no issa. So the Ran says that Rabbi Loza holds that just like we hear that a mamza is also bishtuki midarabonon al smaila also biyuchsin. That means even though, just like we had a shtuki is also biyisrael. Just like a shtuki is also biyisrael. The previous Mishnah says that a shtuki is also biyisrael. Shtuki is only mutter be mamza. But a shtuki is also biyisrael. So why is a shtuki also biyisrael? It's a mamzel sofik. So we said, Maila also biyuchsin. Maila also biyuchsin. So Rabbi Lazar holds that afilu by sveikon between themselves, there's also Maila also biyuchsin. And we're machma. And so we have to be, that means midarabonon, we have to consider maybe one is a mamza and one is not a mamza. So chashefilu mina toire, doesn't matter if it is a mamza or not a mamza, but al kaponim, it's both of them are suffic kol, so there's no issa whatsoever. Abulaza holds b'suffic kol is also my laws of the yuxin, and therefore they looked at it keilu there's no kula of suffic kol. So memela, so you have to be done each case pasunda. If you have a shtuki b'shtuki, so it could be one is a mamsa, one is not a mamsa. So that is why they also sveikom b'sveikom. Sveikim b'vadoin, everything is also al-smaila. That is what Rabbi Loza holds. The Tana Kama doesn't hold like that. The Tana Kama holds the whole maila also b'yuxim was only made l'gabi miyuchosim taka. A Yisrael is also b'shtuki. Even though in a Torah he holds muta b'shtuki, because a shtuki is a mamzer sofik. So the, so mitarabonon, my loss of miyuchim, that they said a miyuchim should not marry a sofik mamza, even though it's mutter. That's my loss of miyuchim. Rabbi Lozer is moisev, that if you look by not miyuchosim, you have two shtukis, you have a shtuki and a mamza, that none of them are miyuchosim. Abba Pikim, there's also a myla also, and the myla is, I forget about the heter of kal sofik, I forget about the heter of mamza sofik, and I'm done, ki'ilu, one is a mamza, one is not a mamza, memela, and that's, there's also a maila in that also. This is Sforas Abulosa. Rabbi Kevega brings down a mutzel meyesh. The mutzel meyesh asks a ha'ore, sveikon besveikon is also. Why is sveikon besveikon also? Maybe he's a mamza and she's not a mamza. That's why it does. Correct the Mutzel Meish, but there's a Svek Svek over here. And if you have two people, so there are three tzadim. One tzad is both a mamzerim. The second tzad, both are not mamzerim. So it's also mutter. The third tzad, one is a mamza, one is not a mamza, then it's also midarabon. Then it's also midarabon. But I have here, right tzadim lahokal, so why were they mach? This kasha, Rabbi Kevega brings down from the Mutzel Me'esh, and he says that you saw that you never make a Svek Sveker from two people. That means the whole heter of Svek Sveker is only if in this person alone I have Reif Tzadim, that is Mutter. But if in each person it's a Sofik HaShokul, no, from both together I make a Svek Sveker, you don't say Svek Sveker. And with that he's Miyashiv, a Mishnah, a Baraisa, that by Tkiya Shaifa, a Tumtum cannot be Maizi a Tumtum. Because why? Maybe the Tekeya is an Ikeve, and maybe the Shemeya is a Zoch. But you have here, maybe both are Scholem, maybe both are Ikeve. Again, here you also have Roiv Tzedodim, and here you have another thought, maybe the Tekeya is a Zoch, and the Shemeya is an Ikeve. See, here we have three Tzedodim that the tkiya should be good, but aval pikei, we don't make a svek sveke from two people. Al kapodim, this we have arrived from our Mishnah also. Now it says, ve'elu hein ha-sveke, is that what Rabbi Loza holds, that sveke on asurim, ve'elu hein ha-sveke, shtuki, asufi, v'gufi. Now let us see Rashi, v'kusi, b'gmorim eforish, my sveikayu, what is the suffix of an asufi? Vikusim, what is a kusi? Oisom shahishib sancherev ba'orei shaymri. Sancherev, first he took out all the Eden who were in shaymri. He sent them in Golden. And then he populated shaymri with other umid. The Pasuk says, Vayovei Melech Ashur, Anoshe Mibovel, Zenemikuso. He brought people, Goyim, from different umis, they should populate, they should live in Shemai. Val Shem Sheheviyom Mikuso. So these people who live now in Shemai, they were brought from Kuso. Nikro Kusim. So they're called Kusim. V'nizgayru me'emes harois. So it says, when they came there to Shemrei, there was a gewaldike tviya on them, that way Rashi explains in Nach that all the Goyim who are Ivdei Avodah Zarah also believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Elekad Elekim. But they held that below the dignity to be for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be metapel, but Atzoch, and that's why they went to intermediaries, they went to Avodah Zarah. But they were Mammon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rom al kagoyim Hashem al shemaim kevoidai. Ibnet al shemaim kevoidai. He has no connection with us. He's so memela, we're cut off from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the goyim hainet. Al kaponim, these goyim hainet, since Klal Yisrael is the yuma of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was not capable of taking care of his own yuma. They went and called it. So they were mezalzel and kvoid shemaim. They weren't Yirei Hashem, as I stated. So the Ribbono Shel Olam showed them that they weren't Yirei Hashem, so the lions were sent, and the lions were eating up these kusim. Till they were Megayah themselves. There was a Geirus. So, Nizgayru Me'emes Haroit, Kidursi Vayishalach, Hashem Bohem Haroit, Vekulin Yoneh B'Molochim. So Memela, this is also called Tzvaigam, and that we'll see if we come later in the Sukkim. Zok the Gemara, my kol ha'asurim lovay v'kol. Now let us now try to figure out what the Mishnah is saying. Kol asurim lovay v'kol, mutorim lovay zebozeb. What is the taich asurim lovay v'kol? Ilayme mamzeiri mundzini shtuki v'asukri. That's how Rashi said it. So what is the Tana telling us? That the Mishnah, the first Mishnah said this. That kol asurim lovi b'kol mutom lovi zeh b'zeh, that mamzeirin esini shlukim asukim mutom lovi zeh b'zeh. Hatana l'ereish, mamzeirin esini shlukim asukim mutom lovi zeh b'zeh. So why is the Mishnah repeating this? V'su Rav Yehuda oisa, Rav Yehuda asa, that's the second love of the Mishnah. Ahai. Ilayma avadon besveikon. If he's going, he's offering a shtuki b'mamzeiri. Amidikton he says, Rabbi Lezayim avadon b'vadon. Mutav adon besveikon. Besveikon also. That's Rabbi Lezayim shtiktayra. That asas besveikon avadon. Bichlal Rabbi Yehuda lay svira lay. So what case is Rabbi Yehuda speaking about? Vadon vadon shzichem b'imutav. Vadon besveikon, that's Rabbi Lozor shtik teire. So what case is Rabbi Lozor Yehuda asking? V'chi teime, so the Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you. Rabbi Yehuda oise ager b'mamzer. We had before a machloikes. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if kahal geirim, ikru kol. Rabbi Yossi held kahal geirim, loy ikul kol, and therefore ger is muta b'mamzeret. Rabbi Yehuda held kal gerim ikul kol, and therefore ger is also b'mamzeret. So memele, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda asas. Rabbi Yehuda asas ager b'mamzeret. V'chitayim Rabbi Yehuda oisar ager b'mamzeret. So the Gemara says that would be beautiful, but the Mishnah isn't speaking about a case of ager b'mamzeret. Midi ger b'mamzeres k'toni? Did our Mishnah mention a ger b'mamzeres? Kol ha'asurim lovi b'kol k'toni. Our Mishnah is speaking about asurim lovi b'kol. Again, is that also lovi b'kol? We're talking about kol asurim lovi b'kol. Mutorim lovi zeh bozeh. Mutorim lovi zeh bozeh. Kol asurim lovi bekol. Vegeir lav min asurimu. So l'chayre, I would like to be ma'ire. Before we rest Akasha, that it says anosin is muta b'mamzer. That's anosin is also, lovi b'kol, anosin is muta b'mamzer. So, yes, according to Rashi, Rashi holds that anosin is only posel mi d'rabbanan, David gozer aleihem. So why is Anos and Mutter be Mamzeret? So we said that because Anos and Mutter be Mamzeret, because Tanne Kama holds Kalgerim Laikri Kol. So Anosin is, that's why Anosin is Mutter be Mamzeret. So Lechaire, we have a Teret on the Gemara's Kashe. The Gemara has the Kashe. Rabbi Yehuda wants to ask her. Rabbi Yehuda wants to ask her a Ger be Mamzer. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Kalgerim Laikri Kol. So Lechaire could be Rabbi Yehuda wants to ask her Anosin be Mamzer. So what is the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara said, we are speaking about Asurim Lovi Bekol, Ager is Mutter Lovi Bekol, but we're speaking about Anosin. And according to Rashi, Anosin is Minatayres Kosha Lovi Bekol. The whole heter of Anosin is all Ager. So, could be, that's the Machloikis, abuse the Asos, Anosin with a Mamza. Because he doesn't hold up the head of Kalgerim Laikri Kol. Basically, I don't know. L'cheret ha'shtikul ha'ore. Kol us, let's see what Rashi says. V'chitayim Rabbi Yehuda Oyser Ager b'mamzeret. Shamin alay dom ahochi la'el. We heard that Rabbi Yehuda Asus Ager b'mamzeret. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ger lo yisa mamzeret. Ube mi di achinu lo shemini de polig linyan yuksen. Mi di ger be mamzeret ktoni leo. Does the Mishnah mention a ger be mamzeret? Da osi Rabbi Yehuda lo flugi alay. Kol asurim lo vi beko. Ve ger lav min asurim. Yeah. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So, so you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik by Gerber Mamzeret, the Mishnah didn't speak about Gerber Mamzeret? Omar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, now pshat in the Mishnah. No, we're speaking about Gerber Mamzeret. Hochi koma. You learned long pshat in the Mishnah, in the mail, but I'll tell you now pshat in the Mishnah from a mailer, then you'll see our Mishnah speaking about Gerber Mamzeret. Hochi koma. Kol ha'asurim lovoi b'kahal kunen. Those who are also lovoi b'kahal kunen. Maini hu, giyoyres p'chusmi ba'sholei shonim b'yoymecha. A giyoyres is also lovoi b'kahal kunen. A kain is also b'giyoyres. A filo she was nizgayre p'chusmi ba'sholei shonim b'yoymecha. Udaloike Rab Shimon ben Yochai. We'll see Rab Shimon Yochai holds a Giyoyres that was Nizgaye Pusmi Basholish and his Mutala Kune. But our Mishnah is not going according to Rab Shimon Yochai. We'll see why soon the Gemara decided. So we're talking about that the Tana holds that a Giyoyres is also Lekune. And we're saying Kol Asurim Lovoi Bikol means whoever is also Lovoi Bikal Kune, which includes Agiyoyres, is Mutarim Lovei Zebezeh, is Mutar to marry Apostle. So now you see in the Mishnah, speaking about Agiyoyres, and Kol Asum Lovei Bekol is Gematri Agiyoyres, it's also Lovei Bekal Kone, Umutarim Lovei Zebezeh, it's Mutar to marry a Mamza. So Ager is Mutar to marry a Mamza. So if Ager is Mutar to marry a Mamza, and Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, so that's just Rabbi Yehuda Oyser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger is also to marry a mamza, because Rabbi Yehuda holds kal geirim la yikriko. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds kal geirim yikriko. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi. Hachiko. Kloima. La oilam Rabbi Yehuda a ger b'mamzereskoi. Rabbi Yehuda is going on a ger b'mamzereskoi. The Shomalei Letanikama Dairibo. He heard the Tanikama speaking about Ager b'mamzer. Va'ai b'kol dekamer. Is that what the Mishnah says? Kol asum lovi b'kol is kal kohunahu. We're speaking about kal kohunahu. De koyin also b'giyoyret. Va'afila p'chusami bas gimol shonim. De lav bas b'yayi. Ve'ein sham mishum chshas znus. That means we'll see later, according to Rab Shimon ben Yochai asked Agiyoyres that was Nizgaya La'ache Gemur Shonim, because Rab Shimon Yochai holds that she has a shame Zoyne, because I assume she was Mezana after she was a Bas Gemur Shonim when she was a Goyte. So Rab Shimon Yochai holds Agiyoyres she Nizgaya La'ache Gemur Shonim is a Zoyne and is also a Goyte. Agiyoyre shenizgayre pchusa mi bas gimul shonim. So afilo she was mezane, but that's not called nus, because she's a lav bas bia. That's Rab Shimon Yochai. The tane kame holds, our tane holds not like Rab Shimon Yochai. He holds afilo agiyoyre shenizgayre pchusa mi bas gimul shonim is also also lekune. Als wat, not als zayne, because she's a lav bas bia. No, the chsiv kim psulois mizera beis Yisrael. The posik says that in order to marry a kohen, she nizru psuloisera be Yisrael. She originates from Yisrael. She doesn't originate from Yisrael. She's also lakuna. So memela, so that is pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is, so now let's see pshat in the Mishnah. Kol hasurim lovoi bikal kohune, which means agiyoyres that is not allowed to marry a kohen, is mutarim lovoi zebeze, is mutter to marry a mamza, agiyoyres mutter to marry a mamza. And that Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Yehuda holds kol gerem mikri kol. So now we have pshat in our Mishnah, we have pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, and Shalom Yisrael. Let's see further Rashi. Uda loike Rav Shimon. The Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon. The Omer lekamon bepirkin, giyoyres tchus mi bas gimul kshayra lekul. The Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon. Vachi koma, now Rashi is going back to Pshat na Mishnah. Kol ha-asurim lovoi bikal kohune, whoever is also lovoi bikal kohune, umay niyu de marbe haik lolo yeser alo yishoynim, sha-asurim bikal Yisrael. The first mission is speaking about Asurim Lovei Zebezeh, speaking about Asurim Lovei Bekal Yisrael. Asurim Bekal Yisrael is Mutolim Lovei Zebezeh. Amamzer and Nosin is Mutter Beshtuki Asurim Kusi. That is the first mission. And our mission is Moisev. Afilu, someone who's also Bekahal Kohune, which is Gematria Giyayres, is also Mutter B'mamzeira. U'mayniu d'marba haiklola yeser ala rishaynim. What is our Mishnah being marba more than the first Mishnah? Sh'asurim Bekal Yisrael. The first Mishnah is speaking about Asurim Bekal Yisrael. Giyayres. Our Mishnah wants to be Moisev. Giyayres sh'prus mi ba'ashol eishal. V'choshken yiseir al ba'ashol eishonim is mutorim hanach asurim is these are the mutorim hanach asurim bekal kohune the mutorim b'mamzeirim giyoyres mamzeirim v'nasir nishtuki lo v'zebose. So that is what the Mishnah is telling us. So in other words, even though it's a complicated lotion, but that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Kol asurim Lovoi Bikal Kohune, which means Agiyoyres, which is also Lovoi Bikal Kohune, is Mutarim Lovoi Zebezez Mutar to marry a Mamza. Agiyoyres is Mutar to marry a Mamza. And the Tanikame holds that Kahal Geirim Loi Ikriko. And Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda holds Kahal Geirim Ikriko. That's the Gemara. Rek the Gemara v'nukme v'ba'ashol eishonim yemechem. Why did you say that the Mishnah is speaking about a Giyoyres less than three and it's going out according to Rav Shimon ben Yechoy? Nukme v'ba'ashol eishonim yemechem. Apilu Rav Shimon ben Yechoy. You also can say the same shtick to it. According to Rav Shimon ben Yechoy, a Giyoyres that's 3 years old is also lakuna. And she's muta b'mamza. So you can say the same shot that you're saying in the Mishnah. According to the Chalkim Rav Shimon Yochai, they can want to say Giyoyres. They want to say that a Giyoyres that's also Lekune is Mutter B'mamza. That's what they want to say. They want to say Giyoyres is Mutter B'mamza.
Now, which Gieros is also Lakune? No, according to the Tanakama, a Gieros Prus mi Baskim, according to Abshimin, a Gieros, that's a Baskim, a Melamayla, she was this guy. Aber auch Kofonim, don't you stay sure. According to Hashem, you can also say the same Shetel, a Gieros. That's a Basgimel is, which is also like Kohune is Mutter b'mamza. Why do you have to say the Mishnah is not going according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai? So the Mal says, no, it can't. If you'll say the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai also, it can't meet Zidha Tavro, then the whole Mishnah falls off. Why? The Pshat is broken, or the Pshat is upkefect right away. Because if the Mishnah spelled out Giyoris, by Asura, Lovay Bekalkulin. So the Mishnah is saying, the Giyoris, which is also to a Koyin, is Mutter Tamamza. So I have to be Medaik, a Giyoris that's Mutter Tamamza is also to a Mamza. And if the Tamwa is Mutter Tamamza is because Kalgerim Lahikri Kol, so there's no difference of this Giyoris is also Lakoyin or Mutter Lakoyin. So, and if the Mishnah is giving us guidelines, the Kohen is, the Giyoris, that's also the Kohen, is Mutter B'mamza, so we have to say we're talking about all Giyoris, which are Mutterim L'mamza, because Tanakam holds Kal Geirim L'Ikriko. So the Mishnah can't be going according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. As Gemara says, the big, Mikay Mitzidah Tavra, Elo, if you say it's going according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, time of the Bashal Shan V'Yemechot, who's also a Koyin, is Mutter B'mamza. Hapchusimi Bashal Hashem V'yemechot. The Mutter is Lovi B'kalkun, and that's Mutter L'Koyin. That's what Lovi Zebos said. That can't be. Hapchusimi Bashal Hashem V'yemechot. Hapchusimi Yemechoi. The Mutter is Lovi B'kalkun, and Mutter is Lovi Zebos said. So that's why I didn't want to say that a mission is going according to Hapchusimi Yemechoi. Because then I would have to make a zik that a pusim b'masgimel is also b'mamza, and that is zik and not true. So therefore, I said it's not going to call it a shimon yechoy, and all giyarisin are also the kahanim, and all giyarisin are mutter b'mamza. Let us see what Rashi says. V'nuk mei b'bashalot. The Gemara says, let's say the Mishnah is speaking about a bashalot. V'loi b'pochis, v'neima v'pruso Muteres Lekoit. Let us say Takal Tabshimin Yechoit, Aprusa Taka Mutter Lekoit. Ubolayai, the Mishnah is not speaking about Aprusa Mi Basholish. The Mishnah is speaking about Abasholish, who is also Lekoit, is Mutter the Mamza. In Cain, the Gemara says, if you're going to say that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, the Cherab Shimin Metukme, the Beprusa Muteres Lekune, but the Mishnah was only Matar HaMamzel, the one who's also Lekune. V'hu lehitter lovi memzeres, ala surim lovi bekune. Havi mashma haide b'chuse, islei da sura l'mamza. And that can be. Mitzida tavra, shuvosa imuchenes l'tzida. The upshlog is right in the Mishnah. It says, Asurim Lovay Zebe Zebet Mir, you'll tell me whoever is Mutala Koyin is also Bimamza. Bit me. He Bimamza Umamza Bo that a Giyoris, that was this guy Pusimi Basgimu Shonim. So you'll tell me Shil Biyosa Bimamza Umamza Bo Vare Giyoris the Kivin the Kalgerim Lav Kolu is Loishna Prusa, Loishna Yeseira. Ba'kolchach, Tane Zidomi, the Shore Yeseira, Bash Shalish Lamamza, Shmami na Isle Kalgerim, Lo Yikriko. So therefore the Mishnah cannot go according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. I would just like to mention Zaitike Ha'ore and the Loshen of Rashi. Asurim lovei zeboze, the last Rashi we learned, Mal says, so you'll come out, you'll tell me that Nizgaira Pusim Mazgimos Asurim lovei zeboze bitmiya, he the mamza or mamza, what? You'll tell me there's an issa for her to marry a mamza, for the mamza to marry her. It can't be because Kalgerim Leikriko. That's the Gemara's kash. Now, Rashi Lachsechmir is very interesting. Rashi speaks about two cases. He, the mamza, or mamza, bo. Now, what one of these, it's one case. That she's a geyoris, she's marrying a mamza. And Rashi says, you'll tell me it's also these two cases. He be mamza, or mamza bo. What are the two cases? It's one case. A mamza is marrying a geyoris. So what's the two cases? He be mamza, or mamza bo. So, lulay the mistafine, I would say that from Rashi by stois a groisi yesod. That the Pasuk says, lo yovei mamza bekal Hashem. That issa is an issa on the mamza. Lo yovei mamza bekal Hashem. That's my issa. I als mamza is also lovei bekal. What is her issa? That's not that issa. Lo yovei mamza bekal. I'm not a mamza. There's a different issa. Her issa is a different issa. But our issa is a different issa. That there's an, that means it's not the same issa. The issa of a mamza to marry a bas Yisrael is not the same issa from a bas Yisrael to marry a mamza. The issa of a mamza is a mamza is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. The issa of a bas Yisrael to marry a mamza is a bas Yisrael not allowed to be from a mamza. But it's not the same issa. It's not the same issa. It's two different issurim. So that is what Rashi seems to be saying. Rashi says that since Kalgerim Iker Kol, Loikri Kol, so there's no Issa on the Mamza, and there's no Issa on her. But for Rashi, it seems they're two different Issurim. What am I gaining from this? I mentioned in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says, Vadon besveikon usveikon bevadon. It says, Rabbi Lazar holds that a Mamza is also Bishtuki. Nashtuki is also the mamza. So we have mentioned the Mishnayis, other Amoira, so this is repetitious. A mamza is also the shtuki, nashtuki is also the mamza. I mean, you're saying the same thing over again. So other sakanat geir is the second bov in the Mishnah. But the way we're mentioning now, there's an issa on the mamza, and there's an issa on the call. There's two different Isurim. So, Vadon Bisveikon, we're talking about the same case. A Mamza, we're talking about Vadon Bisveikon, so we're talking about the Issa that a Mamza has Bekol, so a Mamza is also Bisofikol, also according to Rabbi Loza. The Issa that Kol has on a Mamza, Usveikon Bivadon, just like a vada is also a mamza, something is also, but it's not, they're two different isurim. And it would seem like this from this Rashi. Okay, let us go further. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Hochi kama. So the Gemara is now saying pshat in the Mishnah. Hochi kama. Kol asurim lovei bekal kohune, umay nino giyores prusa. Fine. So now, so what did we accomplish? We accomplished, we didn't know Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Ois. We couldn't figure out what Rabbi Yehuda is answering. But now we said that Tanakam is speaking about a Giyoris, the Mamza. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kalgerim Ikriko. V'im toimer amai loy porich atono lo reishet v'geir mutter b'mamzerske de porich leo. When, before, the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is telling us Kolasum Lovi Bekol Matom Lovi Zeboze, speaking about Mamzerim, Nesinim, Bishtiki, Masufi, that's Shah and the Mishnah. So the Gemara asked the first Kasha, Otoni Lereshe. The first Mishnah Sara Yuchsim says that a Mamzer and a Nosim Amuta Bishtuki Masufi. That was the first Kasha. Now we hit another Kasha, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? We didn't know Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. So now, the Gemara said, Adivim Shat the Reisha, that the Reisha is coming to tell us that a Giyoris is Mutta Bemamza. So that it says in the Reisha also, the first Kasha was never found. Bim Taim Amai Le Porcha Tono Lo Reisha, the Gem Mutta Bemamza, is the Porcha Le'el. You didn't answer, we asked two Kashas, you just answered one Kasha. The first Mishnah Sora Yuchsim says, Geiri Haruri, Mamzeri Nesini Asuvi, Shtuki, Mutom Lovi Zebazet. Yes, loim et alavi kekushi u deporich oton ele reish. It's not kasha, no. Okay, it's not ekveltis kasha. Ele ikre ya idach kushi somach. Dike kasha was really, what is Rabbi Yehuda asking? We didn't have any pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda oisera hai. Now, Baruch Hashem, we know pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. that Tanakam is coming to tell us that whoever kolasum lovei lekal kune, which is gematria giyores, is coming to tell us that a giyores who's also lekayin is mutar b'mamzer. That's what he's telling us, because kal geirim laikri kol, Rabbi Yehuda oisa, because Rabbi Yehuda kal geirim ikri kol. Zok the Gemara weiter, but listen, this pshat that you're saying is very wrong. It doesn't make sense. Why? Uklalahu. You're telling me a klal? The whole asurim lovei b'kol kahune, mutorim lovei zebos. That's true. Whoever is also lekoin is mutet mei mamza. Ve'yalmone, grushe, ve'halola, ve'zoina. Vasurim lovi bekalkune. Vasurim lovi zebeze. Namon zal temei mamze. Kasha number one. So the way you're saying pshat in the Mishnah, it's 100% wrong. There's no such klal that misha also lekoyin is muta temei mamze. Vesu, kasha number two. Buddy, let me betai. Whoever is also lekohune is muta temei mamze. Whoever is mutter lekohune is also a mamza. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. V'su, ha mutter, whoever is mutter lekohune, is also a mamza. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That these are our guidelines. Whoever is also lekohune is mutter b'mamza. Right? So whoever is mutter lekohune is also a mamza. Fine. Like the Gemara, v'su, ha mutter, also. Whoever is muta bekun is also be mamza. Parei ger she muta bekehenes. A ger is muta bekehenes. Hu muta be mamzeres. So, it's wrong. A ger is muta bekehenes. And a ger is muta bekun and he's also muta be mamza. And the Mishnah is telling us the guidelines, you know, is muta be mamza. Whoever is also bekun is. I don't think it's not true. A ger is muta bekehenes and it's also be mamza. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Buklolo with me, the Cholasum, the Kaimatom, the Mamza, that's what Kash number one, we have Amon, the Grusha, Zaina, the Cholola, it's also the Mamza. Visu, Homuta, also. Midalai Hita, Lavi, the Mamzare, Salasuris, the Kahan. He was, the Tana was only Mata, Asuris le Kahanim. Homuta bekal Kahanim is also be Mamzere. Vareger. Given the Isle kal Gerim le Ikriko, the Tana kamot kal Gerim le Ikriko. So even though Ager is Muta be Kahanim, Ager is also Muta be Mamzere. So how do these guidelines fit? Let us see Taisus. Vareger the muta v'kaihenes or muta b'mamzer. Vimtaima, my porish. Taisus, what's the kash? Vareihatam shuhu muta lefi shlai usaru ksheres linosoi lipsulim. Napshat is that a ger is muta l'kohunim. A ger is take posalikun. But a kehenis is not muzer in isurikune. Lay huzeruk sheiris li nose lipsulim. That means my yesod is an emes in yesod. Whoever is also bikahune is also, is mutter b'mamzerim. So you're telling me a ger is mutter b'kehenis and is also mutter? A ger is mutter b'kehenis, not because a ger is mutter b'kehune. Because there's no dini kohune by a kehenes. That's why it's muta. It's not muta bekune. Laihuzeruk sheiros linosilipsulim. A bas kohen can marry a apostle. That's the kun. The reason is because that's the kun. V'loi mishum hechshe ger. The loyla mamrin de kohen osa begiyoris. Umuta osa. Rotsaloi makol shemuta lovi bekahal. Mitam yichos. Is osa likach mamzeret. So v'kert v'ektach toisves, my yesod is a good yesod. Whoever is muta b'kalkune, there's no pgam by them in kalkune. is taka also be mamzeret. Gioires, that is also be kalkune, is muta be mamzeret. Ager pshat is, ager is muta be kenis, was uzak sheres, we no se lepsu. That's the Isfus Kash. Agavuche, there's a gewaldika orach in the Mishnah Salaidi. It mentions it very once in the page, but he tells it on this basis also. Why is a ger also, why is a geyeres also a coin? A geyeres is also a coin according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because zoyne, and according to the chelkem Shimon Yochai is also a besulais misera Yisrael. She nizru besulaiser be Yisrael. So this is a psalposik. She has to become a psula al sabas Yisrael. That's why. That's the psula of ger. But let's talk for a woman a koi tam shimin yechoi. Psula al zayna. So now, a geiris is a zayna. Fartik. So that's why Kirsten wants to marry a geiris. So he asks a mirror de kehore. So I'll ask you a kasha. Why is a kehenis permitted to marry a ger? So I have to scratch my head and say, oh, that's a good shayla. You know why a kahanis is permitted to marry a ger? Because lehuzuk sheiches li nasi lepsula. It's a big shayla, but lehuzuk, a kahanis is muta bepsula ikune. A ger is apostle bekune, a ger is a zayne. A ger is a psula bepsula isem izera Yisrael. That means like this. Bishlam, if I'll be talking about why is a kahanis permitted to marry a cholol. A kohen is also to marry a cholola. That's a shayla. That's a good shayla. A kohen is permitted to marry, is also to marry a cholola. A kehenis is permitted to marry a cholol. That's a kasha. That's a teretz. Lehuzeruk sheiras linosel lepsula. The kehenis, they allowed to marry psula ikune. A cholol is taka psula ikune and sheiras amut. That yesod applies by a cholol. But when we're speaking about a ger, we're speaking about a ger. The psul of Kim Besula is Mizera Beis Yisrael. So, it's not the way Taismus puts it down. A ger is also possible. It's not the, so he also fits into, to Osulavi Bikalkun. And Ograte, who's the Xerzli Nosil of Psula? A ger is not a possible Bechlau. That's his aura. A Kaponim Taismus doesn't say like that. Venira Leforesh. Suppose of this kashif, Taisa says a whole new pshat v'gemara. Ira leforich. We're not speaking about er shenoso bas Yisrael. Gemara means a ger married a bas Yisrael. Ha bas muteres l'koyim. The bas is muteres l'koyim. Umuteres b'mamzer k'rabaleza b'nyake v'chayagavne porich b'sal. Ore is asking, not on a ger, he was asking on a bas ger. Now, let's talk. A bas ger, whose mother is a Yisraelis, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, she's muta l'koyin. And this bas ger, is muta b'mamza. That is the Gemara's kasha. We have someone who's muta lekal kuhne, and is also muta b'mamza. Please hold on. There will be a pause for a few seconds, and then we will continue. kaponim, let us go further. Elo oma davnosen barishai. Davnosen barishai wants to say a nukshat in the Mishnah. Ochi kama. Oh, shekoyen also liso es bitoi. I knew geir shenoso giyoy. We're talking about Kol Shekoyin Oso Lisa Espitoi. That means the Kol Asurim Lovoi Bekol. We're talking about if a Koyin is not permitted to marry the daughter of this person, so the father is mutter to marry a man. That's what we're talking about. So we're talking about a ger. The Mishnah is telling us, in other words, a ger is mutter b'mamzeres. The terminology that we're using is as follows. If a kohen is not permitted to marry his daughter, that's a ger. Shenoso Yisraelis. Olam avnas mashachi kamakol shekohen oso lisa es bitoi. I'm sorry, that's Ager Shenosa Giyoyles. That's Ager Shenosa Giyoyles. So then, Uchabaleza Ben Yaakai. That means Ager Shenosa Yisraelis, and a Kohen is permitted to marry the daughter. Ager Shenosa Giyoyles. That then she's Ager Shenosa Giyoyles, that also Lisa is Bitoi. Is a matarim lover, he said, but let us see Rashi. Alam amnas, leitei makalosum ni tikshulach aman lukain god, tikshulach ger mit yuke, the baista is a ger, that's muta lakone, muta bebebe kahenes, it's also mamazad, alach ikam matam ikam, kol shebitai asur lakone. My new, the moisef I klola al asurin yisra, Geir Shenosa Giyoyles, Ruch Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov, Atak Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov, the Oma B'mas Nisan, Geir Shenosa Giyoyles, Bitoi Psula Lekut, is Mutorim Lovoi Zebezet, Hainu Geir Mutab Mamzeret, Umamza Boi, the Ilu Begeir Shenosa Yisraelis, in Moses Lukme. The man, again, Shenos the Israelis, we can't say that a kain is also to marry the daughter. The man, Shamed Leidom, a kain also Lisa Bita Rabbi Yehuda. Dama Masnissen Baskel Zochel Kebas Cholo Zochel. When we the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, the Tony Rabbi Yehuda Oisa, Leisha Rabbi Yehuda. Chimuk milo ke Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. I'm going to learn Rabbeleza ben Yaakov. So we're saying, Kol shekoyin oso lisa bitoi. That means, Ager shenoso giyoyin. Then it's oso lisa es bitoi. Is the father is mutter to marry a mamza. Vishamei Rabbi Yehuda letanika. The Islay Kahal Gerem Leikriko Upoli Golei. So that's now the Gemara holding that is Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that in other words, we're saying that the Duntish Teshura is that a Ger is Mutter the Mamzeret. Even though the daughter of the ger, that's our guideline. When the daughter of the ger is also lekune, kol she also lovi bekol, kol she bitoi also lovi bekal kahune. That means that, in other words, if the father's a ger, so bita also lovi bekune is the father is mutter to marry a man. That is. Like the Gemara Afdos, Uklalahu, So you're telling me, that whoever you're not permitted to marry his daughter, so the father's permitted to marry Mamsa. Lolo, the Chol Shekoyin also Lisa's Bitoi, who told him, Love is Eboze, Arei Cholo Shenosa Bas Yisrael. The Koyin also Lisa Bitoi, Asurim Name Love is Eboze. So, if you tell me a klal, whoever a kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter, is mutter to marry a mamz, I got news for you. A kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of a cholol. And a cholol is also the mamza. So the Gemara says, loikashe, ki rabdistoi ben Yehuda. Rabdistoi ben Yehuda holds that a cholol that marries a bas Yisrael, the daughter is mutter to him. So Memele, it sounds very good. So I told you, whoever the daughter is also Lekune, whoever the daughter is also Lekune, then he's mutter to marry him. Frag the Gemara, but it's like, I'll tell you, but Cholo Shenosa Chalola. Vikoyenosa Lisa Bitai. Vasanami Lova is Ebizeh. Visu, another kash. Ha muta, also, if a kohen is allowed to marry the daughter, reger shenosa bas Yisrael. A kohen muta lisa bitoi, mutarim lovoi zeboze. So therefore, we're slugging up this pshat also. Let us see what Rashi says. Chavisoy ben Abiyudas vila letana didon, ama benois Yisrael mikvetara lechalolim, so if a cholo married a bas Yisrael, the daughter is mutter of the kohen. Vesu ha mutter lisa kohen bitoi asalavi basurim. Reger shenosa bas Yisrael umutter lovi bimam zeirem. Amakal geirem lav kolu.